This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas has released the first batch of hostages under the pause deal that began Friday. AP correspondent Karen Jamas reports.
13 Israelis who have been held in the Gaza Strip since the militant group staged a raid on Israel nearly 7 weeks ago have been released, according to officials and media reports. 12 Thai nationals were also released, according to Thailand's prime minister. An Israeli official confirmed that the Thai captives left Gaza and will be treated at a hospital in Israel. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because she was not authorized to discuss the releases with the media. I'm Karen Chamas.
After 48 days of gunfire and bombardment that claimed thousands of lives, the four-day pause in the Israel-Hamas war began on Friday. The pause triggered a mass movement of thousands of Gazans who had sought refuge in schools and hospitals from relentless Israeli bombardment that began after unprecedented attacks on October 7th by U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants. Gazans have struggled to survive with shortages of water and other essentials. Trucks carrying more aid, including fuel, gas, and food, began moving into Gaza from the Rafah crossing with Egypt shortly after the truce began. Ireland's Prime Minister Leo Varadkar insisted on Friday Dublin is safe after 34 people were arrested for rioting triggered by the stabbing of five people, including three young children.
There will be a heightened Garda presence, more than might have been the case in the past. And if we believe that there is a threat, then that advice will change.
A five-year-old girl remained in critical condition on Friday following emergency treatment on serious injuries sustained in the stabbing. Police blamed far-right agitators for starting.